Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So Salt's daughter, CP, 10 months old, and she had her first taco Tuesday.
Oh, man.
Congratulations, CP.
No, not good.
No?
Not good. No. So, Carson, you know this. You know, we're through that. We're at that phase now where we're trying to, like, wean her from, like, the smoothie food to, like, more solid food, solid base food. And, like, we're feeding her the stuff that we eat.
Right.
You know, my wife and I, we made the decision, like, okay, we're going to start feeding her some of the stuff we eat. So we've brought the spice level down of everything and, you know, she eats a lot of plain stuff. I don't know if you saw the video I posted last week of her eating potatoes.
Oh, no. It's the best video.
Mashed potatoes.
Ever.
We went out to Chili's over the weekend.
Here's a plate, kid. Have fun.
No.
So we strap her into the, she has this little seat. We strap it into the table.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put mashed potatoes in front of her, and then instead of using her fingers or anything, we put them down. She has a little mat. We put it on the mat, and she just slams her face into it and just eats
so
like a little
pig.
I do the same.
So, yeah, exactly. So we're at that phase, you know, of her childhood where we're trying to do this, but, like, I was like, tacos? That doesn't seem like a good idea. Like, I was just like, this is like a little baby, a lot of spice, even, you know, even though there was no spice.
Right, but even if there's no spice, there's a little bit of spice.
There's always something. There's always a little something. It's never like plain.
Right.
And it kind of was like, then that night she was having gastrointestinal issues.
You could hear her belly rumbling.
Yeah.
You're like, this is not going to be good.
I'm pretty sure today, you know, I'm going to be, you know, some diapers are going to be a little new. It's going to be a new situation for me today. And I'm like, was this the best course of action? Like, we've been giving her pizza lately.
Yeah.
And it's adorable because she'll just eat the pizza bones, the pizza crust.
Right.
And she's like a little, she's like, ah! She has these two. She'll double fist it and she's slamming them into her mouth and everything.
That's
like that.
Amazing.
She does the same thing with, like, nuggets and all the other food that we give her, but, like, I'm thinking tacos are a little,
might have been off the path.
Yeah. Just a little she's definitely restless sleeping.
Right.
I'm just like,
belly.
Now, in this situation, should we give, because, you know, we have a nanny 3 days a week that's part time.
Right. Give her.
Do I give her a heads up?
Right.
I feel like you should because that's a hard situation to walk into.
So today you're going to have a new challenge.
A little scary.
leave her a thing full of margaritas in the fridge and go, yep. Hey, just FYI, have fun with that.
Good luck.
Taco Tuesday.
Wet Wipe Wednesday. It's what it's going to be.
did CP love the tacos, though?
She enjoyed it. Yeah, she loved every part of it. But again, I'm not quite sure if she's ready. She's 10 months old. I'm like,
but might have been a little early for Taco Tuesday.
I don't know, man.
It's fun, though. It's fun watching them. Like, you know, I remember doing it with Barrett, him trying all the different foods. It's just fun. And even if they get some stuff that's spicy once in a while, like, it's kind of fun to watch them go,
it's like babies eating lemons. It's always the best.
I feel bad because the other day she was eating something and I didn't test it to see if it was too hot.
And she
was like, and you don't learn it as an adult either, because when it's too hot as an adult, you still keep chewing it and you're like, I'll power through.
Bagel bites.
But her, I could see, like, she's like tearing up eating this hot food.
Dad, what are you doing? You're supposed to be protecting me.
No. See, why are you doing this to me?
That is too funny.
So. Oh, poor CP. Yeah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.